where did you get ammunition for the guns, and what would you explain different kinds of ammunition?
Well, they used to have gunpowder, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, they buy it, and there's a horn, you know, they call it a powder horn.
Powder horn.
There used to be one at home, what way did it, I don't know. They put powder in that, you know, to keep it dry. Then the shells for the shotgun, of course, they could buy them at stores. Mm-hmm. Usually the grocery store, you know, would have a few shotgun. Well, I guess they had several of them. And then cartridges, you know, for the rifle.
The rifle.
And the pistols, and people had them.
Mm-hmm. And they sold them at the grocery store.
Well, they cartridges, yeah.
Cartridges,
And the shells, shotgun shells.
You mentioned a rail fence and a paling fence and the barbed wire, I think, yesterday.
Yeah,
talked about that.
People call it barbed wire. I reckon that was just an awkward way of sticking it. It was called barbed wire because of the barbs on it. That's why it was called it. It's still used. So.
Did you ever have enough rocks around to make a fence?
A rock fence?
Yeah.
Rock wall. No, but one of my cousins, they had rocks. They live in a place where there's lots of limestone rock, and they had a rock wall around their yard. It was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can take concrete blocks and make a fence. But that rock fence, now that's what caught me. And my son-in-law has a brick fence around his yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the younger one. They're the younger of them. And he has a fence there that I'm just crazy about. I wish I had one. Now he had the cedar on his place, you know, cedar. And he cut the cedar logs, or whatever you call them. And all of them just the same length. And put the way it's put together. And it was so pretty. I told him, I bet that would add $500 to your place if you wanted to see it.
Sure.
Now, it probably would. Mm-hmm. Or at least some. Boy, I thought it's just real pretty. He started tearing out what was his hole, just a hole lot between his house and his father's house. I think he worked on that some of them, and he worked for the forestry for his regular occupation.
I see. Fences are getting very pretty. Now, do you have, I know you're a lady, you very likely don't remember different kinds of land as well as if you had farmed it. But I'm wondering, did you have any names for the different kinds of land that you find on a farm?
Upland and lowland and lowland and bottoms, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now that was the lowest land.
What was the best kind of land to have?
Well, now, depending on what you want for. Now, bottom, you could plant it a little later, you know, than you could the upland, because it was damper, you know, it would hold the moisture better. And we have grown some of the finest corn and cornfield beans on the creek bottom on my daddy's place. And then the hillsides, well, they would be used for cotton and for early corn. Plant them early if you get them planted early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of buckshot land or gumbo land or loamy land?
I've heard of that. Gumbo? Oh, yeah, that's where it's sticky, isn't it? And heavy.
Sometimes I see they call it gumbo or buckshot.
Buckshot? I don't remember that word.
That seems to be a kind of clay.
Yeah, but it's kind of sticky clay. That's the gumbo, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
That, I